Joshy on the line in Mirabal, the disco capital. G'day, Joshy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How you doing?
Really good. Let's talk about getting your kid off, mate. Where were you?
We're at the Speedway where they do the burnout track.
Joshy.
Yeah. Was it competition night, mate?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they were doing all sorts of that. And I never really went there before, but my friends dragged me down. Obviously had a few drinks and that. And I was trying, it was sort of towards the end of the night, and I was trying to do it. My mate's missus was stopping me. She's like, no, don't. You'll get in trouble. I said, oh, all right then. And then I heard over the intercom, the commentator, he must have seen me. He's gone, do it. So he egged me on. So I was like, righto. And then I ran across the track, done a little bit of a dance in the middle of the buddy.
That's off to you, mate. Oh,
I love that it just took one person to do it. And you're like, righto, it's happening.
It's the only encouragement you need.
Joshy, can I ask the question, do you cup the bits or are you just running like hands up in the air?
No, hands in the air.
Let it swing, if it swings.
That's it, yeah. One of my mates says, oh, are you packing well down there? I said, no, not really. He's like, well, why do you keep doing that for?
Oh, yeah, I respect you, mate.
Joshy.
I
do.
It was actually funny. A couple of weeks later, I went to my local pub, and I know the bar girl's there, and she's gone, do you have a twin brother? I've gone, no. Why? She's like, well, I was at the Speedway the other week. I've gone... She's gone, is that you? I said, yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Was she impressed, mate?
No, not really.
In Bayview Heights, when did you take your clothes off? Bit of a nudie run.
Swimming after night clubbing. House back in the house in the hill days.
Where did you go?
Goldsborough. When you could swim at Goldsborough.
So you weren't, at that point, you weren't worried or too worried about crocodiles?
No, not back then.
Changed a lot. But who hasn't done that? That's how I got evacuated from Gilligan's. I hadn't even left the nightclub or the club. I was still there.
Yeah, but you're trying to get your bits out.
I didn't just try, I did it three times, and that's why I got evacuated for my own safety from the bouncer, because he had asked me not to.
And also for everybody else's safety. Nobody knows to see that. That's why. Katie in Redlands, nudie run, what happened?
Well, my boyfriend back at school, I was in year 12, cheated on me, and then he begged and begged for me to get back with him, and I thought, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
But I was so angry, I wanted revenge. We had made plans to go to his footy grand final. He played for Roos back then.
Yeah.
So I went with a couple of girlfriends, but we decided to go butt naked riding horses through the field.
So, Katie, did you say you went into the field, onto the field or around the field?
We went on the field through the grand final, three of us.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolute havoc, and he ran.
So he was there? Did you see him?
I mean, in the grand final.
Oh!
That was
my
idea.
Oh, that is a great story. So did you say it's playing for Roos?
Yes, Kangaroos, not my brothers.
How long ago was this?
Oh, God, that would have been like 30 years ago now.
Wow. I just love, come on, girls, let's get naked on the horses.
Yep.
And let's go through the GF.
I love that.
No, the crowd loved it.
I was going to say, I'd be giving you a standing ovation if you had the guts to do that.
Can I say, is it a little bit uncomfortable riding naked, though, a horse?
It is really uncomfortable, and we were quite itchy for a while.
Were you bareback, or did you have a saddle?
Bareback.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? Bad move.